This is Mucho Radio. I am Marat Nahimela, young journalist. Our guest on the Impact Show today is the Amazi Water Burundi CEO, Jason Peters, who oversees a growing organization built to deliver high trust, high impact water solutions. Amazi Water Burundi is saving lives for children waterborne diseases. In 2025 alone, they installed 789 tapes and 523,000 people who now have access to clean water. Welcome, Jason Peters, on Mucho Radio. To begin, can you tell us about the project and how it began, please?
I had a passion for working in Africa. About 15 years ago, I began working with short-term trips to Morocco and Tunisia and Algeria. And I also had a chance to work in Sudan and South Sudan, and also in Uganda. So I had a bit of an exposure. And then I was actually asked in 2017 to become the CEO of a school serving a very vulnerable community in Rwanda. So I worked for 5.5 years just outside of Kigali in Rwanda. And so that really gave me a passion for the Great Lakes region. And I'd heard about Burundi. I didn't know very much about Burundi. As you know, I think Burundi is often a forgotten country. I hate to say that, but sometimes it feels that way. And so I really felt like I wanted to work, once I had the opportunity to become the CEO of Amazi Water, in the country of Burundi, and to solve the greatest problem that the country faces, which I believe is the lack of access to clean water. Well, of course, you know that Amazi means water. And so it was just an interesting way to help people in the United States understand that our entire focus is on water. So we say Amazi Water. Essentially, we're saying water, water. We're very focused on water. And I will tell you the story. There was a very generous man who visited Burundi, and he saw some of the challenges Burundi was facing. His name was Robert Van Man, and he had just, he was working in a company. He was a businessman, and he had a lot of success in his company. And one of the things he wanted to do was to encourage his employees in Dallas, Texas, to think outside of themselves, to have a bigger view of the world, and to try to serve in areas where it's very challenging to live. So he started Amazi Water, actually, along with another partner. They decided they would begin drilling boreholes and establishing hand pumps. That's how Amazi Water began. But today it's entirely different. It's much, much more elaborate, the systems, and I'll be happy to share about those. But Robert, so about 12 years ago now, he decided to start Amazi Water. And he, since that time, has been very active and very generous. So to date, Amazi Water has contributed about 43 million U.S. dollars to Burundi to build these water systems. We have right now about 189 staff, and most of them are Burundian. There are some from around the region. We have a few engineers from places like Kenya and Uganda, but most of them are from Burundi. And we really want this project to be turned over to Burundian leadership. As you know, one of the challenges, the funding for this type of project. It requires a lot of funding. And so one of the opportunities we have is to bring some of the funding from the United States to really try to serve the people of Burundi. But one of my passions is that within the next, I would say, 5 to 6 years, I really hope to hand it over to Burundian leadership and to make it a Burundian project instead of a project from the West. I really don't like that philosophy. And let me tell you this, I love Burundi. I think the country is gorgeous. The people are amazing. I also believe that God has blessed Burundi with a lot of water, you know, with Lake Tanganyika. It holds about 17 or 18% of the fresh water in the world. It's the second deepest lake in the world after a lake in Siberia. And so, as you know, there's no problem with aquifers under Burundi. There's a lot of water, but we just have to work our way through the ground to reach that water. And that's what we're so excited about doing. But I do want to say about the Burundian culture, I think it's been a bit forgotten, primarily because of the wars that have happened. And I think what's happened is, unfortunately, some countries have gotten more attention than other countries. And it's really not fair. Because as you mentioned in 1994, for example, some of the conflict was happening in the region. You know, there was one country that got a lot more attention than other countries. And Burundi was kind of forgotten in that place. And so it's really not, it's not right, it's not fair, and I want to help tell that story better, because as you know much better than I do, there was actually a genocide happening in Burundi at that time as well, and a lot of conflict that is still, the tension is still there, I think, today. Well, as you noted, it's impossible for children to flourish or for families to really thrive when they don't have access to clean water. And so one of the dangers, as you know, is waterborne disease. That's probably the biggest impact of unclean water or dirty water. Another one is the risk that students face while trying to access water from a river or a swamp, a rice field. There's so many dangers, even from wild animals, as you know. I know a story of a mother who shared that her 7-year-old son, Daniel, was actually sent to gather water, and he never came back because he was killed by a hippo. And that happens in the rivers, as you know. So I think it's important to deliver the foundational right to have clean water and health. And so, as you noted, if you have clean water, you can go to school, especially young women, young girls. They're so often fetching water that they don't have the opportunity to even study. Or if you fetch water in the morning and they fetch water in the evening, maybe they can have a little bit of time in the midday to go to school. But it's not very much, and it's not enough. And so that's one of our big concerns, is trying to help children go to school. Also, another primary concern is the waterborne disease. So we estimate that approximately every $200 that we put into Burundi is literally saving the life of a child. And that's based on the choline, the mortality rates. Of course, it's hard to get accurate numbers sometimes from the government, as you know, because they have other areas they're focused on. But we try to go to the public health centers and we try to say, can you please tell us how many children died from waterborne diseases? And it's unbelievable how many are dying from something as simple as not having clean water. And I think that the future is so bright for Burundi. There's so many intelligent people in Burundi. I think that's one of the challenges that people in the West face. They don't understand that with the proper education, we could have so many solutions to the world's problems if we had people from places like Burundi receiving a solid education. But instead, they're struggling just to survive. And so it's very challenging to see that. You know, one thing I got to do recently, to have the drum team. You know, at the national park in Burundi, they have drum performers and the cultural dance. And so we actually were able to negotiate to bring them to our Mazi Water headquarters so that our entire staff and other people could see them perform. It was amazing. It was a beautiful experience. I'll never forget it. There's so much history and culture in that area. And, you know, another thing we're trying to do in regard to that is to, I would say, contribute to the education of Burundians by technical training. Like, we're hiring Burundians so that they can learn how to be better engineers, better water quality testers, hydrogeologists, GIS mapping experts. These are all jobs that we have within our system that people can work for Amazi Water. And even if they are only there for a few years, they leave with excellent experience and education, and they can use it somewhere else. So in this year, 2025 was our greatest year of impact ever. So we installed 90 solar electric distributed water systems. So what this means, it's almost like a small city water system. What we do is we install, first we dig the borehole, which is very common for any water system. You have to have the borehole. But then what we do is we submerge electrical pumps into the borehole, and then we have that powered by solar panels. So these pumps are pumping all throughout the day, and we're just now beginning to add batteries as well, solar batteries. So these will be, even at night, the pumps will still be pumping. They bring water to the 10,000 liter tanks, which you've seen throughout the country. And now we're even doing one. I want to tell you about a special project. We're doing one with stainless steel tanks, but I'll share about that in just a minute because that's early 26. But in 2025, we were able to install 789 taps. So what this means is there's no more dangerous trips to the rivers or the swamps. They just turn the tap. And the community gets involved with a community water committee. The committee actually manages the taps, so they can turn them on and off as needed. For example, sometimes in the early morning, there's not enough water in the tanks because there hasn't been enough sun yet. So they'll lock the taps until maybe 10 a.m. when the tanks are getting full, and then they can distribute the water fairly. But this year, 789 new taps. And those are literally the faucets that you turn to get the water. And we trench them. The water committee helps us generate volunteers. And the volunteers from the community, they dig trenches and they put the pipe throughout the community. Sometimes it goes even 1 to 2 kilometers through the village. It's amazing. So you can find the borehole could be in the center of the village, and then maybe 2 kilometers one direction and 2 kilometers another direction, you'll find the taps. And actually on the way, you will find additional taps. So it's a really interesting process. And this year, believe it or not, 523,000 people gained access to clean water. It's incredible. So we're very grateful for that. We thank God. This is the reason we do this is because of our faith, because we believe we want to serve others. And this is an incredible impact. So I'm so grateful for that. You know, the reach and the price of it is quite inexpensive. When you have efficiency in your system, you can do it quickly. So for 2025, it just costs $13 to provide clean water access to one person for a whole generation. Can you believe that? $13 is not very much.
What does it bring to your organization to have influential board members such as Ariel Kayabaga, member of Canadian Parliament, and Pastor Edwin Kivuye, founder of the Église Vivante and the director of African Revival Ministries?
It's really a miracle. I think that, as I said, I'm a person of faith. I believe God brings the right people to the right job. And so what happened was we love Ariel. She's representative of not only Burundi, but now, of course, Canada. And so she's a wonderful addition to our board. And so we work with her closely. She's relatively new on the board. Actually, I'm planning to come to Canada soon to do an awareness day with her about the need for clean water in Burundi. And I think that would be really good. But also with Pastor Edmund Kivuye, as you know him, he's so influential throughout the Great Lakes region. And he is quite the, I would say he's quite the influential man, even in the life of our founder. He has prayed often for him, and we've seen a lot of growth in the organization because of Pastor Edmund's prayers. So I think it's just God bringing the right people to the right team at the time. And we are open to other leadership as God provides new board members and further reach. Right now, we primarily focus on Texas in the United States, primarily there because that's where the organization started. But for me personally, I'm a bit in between. So I'm the CEO. And what that means is I manage the operations in the U.S. and in Burundi. So sometimes I find myself traveling to Burundi. Often we have our headquarters is on Airport Road in Bujumbura. So actually you cannot enter into Buja without going by our office if you come from the airport. So next time you're in town, I invite anyone to stop by. When you're in Buja, please come by and visit. We have wonderful facilities. We have training facilities. We're doing some very interesting things. The government is so supportive of Mazi. In fact, they've given us a license to do water projects anywhere in the country without even permission. We can just go work with a local water committee. Of course, we always get permission from the provincial governors and things like that, but we don't need to. They've given us access for all of it. That we have mapped out the entire country, and we believe that in 5 or 6 years, maybe by 2031, 32, we initially were aiming for 2030, but it's a bit of a challenge. But we think maybe by 2031, 32, we will be able to bring clean water to every community in Burundi. It's amazing, but that is our goal. Our goal is to do everyone in the country. You can just go to Amazi Water, AmaziWater.org. And that is where you can donate as soon as you reach the page. In fact, there are many interesting videos on that page. I think you've seen them. And some of them, even Liam Neeson, the actor, he narrated a bit of a video about Amazi Water. And so you can read that one, or you can watch that one. There's a lot of good ways you can get involved by giving. Also, we ask for prayer, too, because this is it's a big job. But we believe with God's help, we can do it. And we're excited about bringing water to everyone we can in Burundi, because we want Burundi to thrive. Burundi has good natural resources. It has a lot of opportunity. I think we cannot leave it as a forgotten country. We need to change the narrative. Well, I'm excited to be able to be a part of Mucho Radio. I think if it's an opportunity, we would like to share this on our pages as well, our social media, and to get more awareness of the good work that you're doing. So thank you for the opportunity to do this interview, and we will do our best to support your work as well. Imana Ebahe Zagiri. Well, God bless you, and we will talk to you again. Bye-bye.
You can take action and support this amazing Amazi Water in Burundi, because every gift to Amazi Water is more than donation. It's an investment in a country's future. Help give border-to-border access to safe, clean water so community lives can begin to thrive. And you can also visit on their website, amaziwater.org, A-M-A-Z-I-W-A-T-E-R.org.